Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello and welcome to today's inspiration. Thank you for listening. I'm Lisa Berry. How are you? Let's kick things off with some gratitude. I feel like it's like eating granola for breakfast. It's a great, healthy way to start your day. So I am grateful that you're listening. I'm grateful that you're taking the time to listen to today's inspiration. And grateful that you are trying to improve your life, because this is what this show is all about. A couple weeks ago, I don't want to live on the ground anymore. I want to be lifted up a good 6 inches. I don't want to, that's how I can look down at other people, but just to raise myself up with all the daily drama. And then I guess I should have known this, but this is all a learning process. Learn about raising your consciousness. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. I guess that's what I'm doing, and that's what I'm hoping you're doing too by listening to this show. Just raise us all up a little bit so we can live a happier, more balanced life. I'm here to talk about how not to get caught up in all the daily drama, to share some love and laughter with you and perspective, and hope that you will live a happier, healthier, more balanced life. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what we're all here for? We're not here to suffer. We're not here to feel bad about ourselves or our lives. We're here to make the most of every moment. Every moment matters, and every moment is a miracle, if you ask me. So I like to embrace the moment, be in the moment, live in the moment, and make it as good as we can make it. And I know that I can't make you change. I can only just give you love and share my journey and hope that inspires you for the better. Thus, the name of today's show is Today's Inspiration. And a lot of that begins with self-awareness. Are you self-aware? Do you know how you feel? Do you know what your gifts are? Do you know why you're on this planet? Do you know how you come across to other people? Self-awareness is very valuable in fitting in, not fitting in, but being in our world and getting through it and being okay. You got to know yourself. You got to love yourself. And it's not an ego me first love. It's a take good care of yourself inside and out, emotionally as well as physically. So I'm here to give you a positive perspective, which can be powerful. A positive perspective can be powerful. It can move your emotions from unhealthy to healthy. So we can all live, and that's my new favorite phrase I came up with this week, a love-based life. Ground zero love. Live a love-based life. Because every moment is a miracle. And why not fill it with as much love and goodness as possible? And whether that's love from God or from the universe or straight from your own heart, love matters most. It really does. Money doesn't matter. Nothing else. Good health matters, but love matters most. And every day, I had a great experience last week. A friend flew me to New York to spend a few days with her, New York City. And one of the things that we got to do was see a musical called If Then with Idina Menzel. She's a, if you're familiar with Broadway at all, she's an amazing singer. She played one of the roles in the animated movie Frozen, so her gift is definitely a beautiful, beautiful voice. And it was an interesting play. If you get a chance to go to New York, or you're in New York, there were people from all over the world there. That was really cool. And they were all singing If Then, and one of the songs was Every Day Life Starts Again. And I love that. I had to write that down in the middle of the theater. Every day life starts again. So every day you have a new chance to feel a miracle and have a moment and be happy. And, you know, life, I keep getting this life lesson I want to share with you, something that's happened that is teaching me about worry and fear and what a waste of time and energy that is. So my friend, I was very grateful, booked me a flight to go see her in New York. I'm not a great flyer, but I love to travel. So I will clutch the armrest, and I will go anyway because I just want to, I love to be in different places and get different energies and open my mind and heart and life up to different experiences. So she graciously flew me to New York City, and she booked the trip for me. And not being a good flyer, on my way home, on the way out there, I was on a moderately small plane, which turned out to be not as bad as I thought. It was going to be 18 rows, and I was sort of freaking out about that. And on the way back, I was going on a smaller plane than that, like 11 rows, to Newark, New Jersey. I had a two-hour layover, and then from Newark, New Jersey, I was flying to Philadelphia, and another layover, and then flying back to Detroit, which really, Detroit to New York is an hour flight, and my journey home was going to be about an 8 to 10 hour experience, and I wasn't excited about that, and I actually called a couple times trying to change it. Nope, this was what was going to happen. So weeks in advance, I knew this was the case. And I tried not to worry about it, and I tried not to fret about it. I can't honestly say I was happy about it, but who am I? My friend would be gracious enough to fly me to visit her in New York. So I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to take what I get, and I'm going to make the most of it, because that's what I'm all about, you know, make the most of every moment. So try not to fret about it, but honestly, there was a couple of times when I had some anxiety. I didn't want to fly in a small plane. I didn't want to turn a one-hour trip into an eight-hour trip, and so forth and so on. And so I went to New York, and we had an amazing time. I've known her since kindergarten, and she's my sister, and we did not want to have one moment of discord. She was very generous and gracious with me, and it was just a blast. It was a lot of walking. That was our big joke. We walked like 6 to 8 to 10 miles a day. That's what you do in New York. You take the subway. And so the journey, time for the trip to be over, and it's time to start that long journey home, and I get an Uber car. I don't know if you've heard of Uber cars, but this is the way to go in New York. And off to Newark Airport in the rain, and it rained all day that day. And I'm off on this journey that I had been semi-dreading as much as I would let myself dread, and I don't like to do that, so not that much, but wasn't happy about it. I'm in the car, in the rain, driving to Newark, my phone rings, and guess what? The first flight got canceled, and that meant I would miss my second flight, and the wheels came off the bus, and it all started to fall apart at that very moment, and I thought, what am I going to do? I'm in the back of this car on this expensive trip to the airport, and so I call the airline, and I'm not going to tell you the airline because the woman I talked to was the most helpful person in the world, and she just told me, pretty much, too bad, drive to Philadelphia to catch your next flight. I'm like, lady, I'm going to the airport. I don't have a car. I can't drive to Philadelphia. Too bad. So here, we're going to talk about Lisa's life lessons. I have a list of that, but one of my most important life lessons is if I've taught my kids anything, is ask a different person, get a different answer. It's all perspective. People are different. Ask it, so I hang up, and the guy's still driving to Newark, and now I know none of my flights are going to work out, and I'm asking her, what am I supposed to do? So she doesn't care. So I call the airline again, and I get an angel, a nice woman who is very helpful. At this point, I have a driver pull over. She books me on a direct flight out of a better airport the next morning, and no extra charge, and it's just funny. So I called my friend. She's like, come on back. So I wasn't that far from her place. So I went on back, spent another night, and what a lesson I learned. I went out the next morning, a better airport, direct flight, bigger plane. So all that time I wasted worrying about that flight and that plane was wasted. Wasted worry. Wasted worry. Don't waste your time and energy in worry. So it's a lesson I keep getting over and over and over again, and that's why I keep telling myself, I'm encouraging you to live in the moment. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry what lies ahead. Obviously, you know, take care of business and be the best that you can be and do whatever you can, but worrying about something that's happening another week, another 2 weeks, is a waste of your time and your energy. If I can, I can just convey that to you, that you can feel that and know that and experience it, because it's a lesson I keep getting over and over and over again, and I always feel when I learn a lesson, my job to share that with you. So I wasted all this time and anxiety and being anxious about not wanting to take this flight. And guess what? I didn't have to take it. It just all worked out. I went back. We had a lovely evening. I had to get up super early the next morning, but that's okay. Got to LaGuardia Airport in 15 minutes. Got on my plane. I got to sit. It was like the angels lifted me up and brought me home. It really was. I got a seat in right behind first class. It has leg room. It was an exit aisle. And just after takeoff, since first class is right in front of us, I have to express this verbally, a blanket falls from the guy's seat in front of me. It was like on the edge. It was like, here, have a blanket. You're on a good flight. You're on a great flight. You're at a good time. It's a direct flight. You don't have to spend 8 hours. You had an extra bonus night in New York. Now have a blanket. Come for me on your 1 hour journey home. I am just here to tell you that was such a lesson to learn, and I hope you can learn from it, and I'm conveying it and communicating it well, because it's just, I keep getting this lesson over and over and over again. Don't worry. Don't waste your life in fear. Just go with the flow, and, you know, I tried to change it, and it didn't work out, and all the end, it all worked out. It all worked out. So think about that, and hopefully you can learn from my lesson. Man, it was just a great time, and I was I'm so blessed to have that opportunity. And speaking of lessons, something I came up with at the summit, I call Lisa's Life Lessons. If you love a copy, I'd like a copy. I'd be happy to send it to you. You can always reach out to me at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. In fact, if you want to call in now, if you're listening live to us right now, the number is 646-378-0378. I'm coming to you live at 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning, Eastern time zone. A lot of people listen in later, which I'm so grateful for. That is one of the many great things about BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, that you can listen to any show anytime. It's the future of radio. I've been a commercial radio broadcaster for many years, and it's all about listening in on your own device at any time you want, and I am here to create some content that hopefully you want to listen to. So I will send you a copy of this if you would like, and lisaberry.net is my website. I can post a copy there. But these are Lisa's life lessons, things that I have learned and come up with. And number one, I think, is really important. You never really know what's going on in anybody's life. You can see somebody think, oh, they're so happy, so, no, everybody has their stuff. Everybody has their stuff. So give them a break. Cut them some slack, because you never really know what's going on in anybody's life. You can drive through your neighborhood, and you can drive through your city, and you can go to your church, or you can go to the gas station, and you can see people, and you can think you know what's going on in their life, but you don't. So we're all just trying to put on our best face and walk this planet as happy and healthily as possible. But keep that in mind, you never really know what's going on in anybody's life. Number two, Lisa's life lessons is nobody sees things the same. I talk about that with all perspective. It's just all perspective. Everybody sees things differently. And it's good to know that if you keep that in mind, if you open up your mind a little bit and remember that nobody sees things the same, that will help you be calmer. That will help you judge less and love more. Judge less, love more. That will help you. And just know that people, you know, you just see things differently. I'm writing this down because every time I say judge less, love more, I'm looking for a way to make a t-shirt, probably not. But keep in mind that everybody sees things differently. Another one, what I just mentioned about my story, ask a different person, get a different answer. That's almost like a practical. Like if you're trying to book a hotel and somebody calls, nope, we can't give you a good rate, you call back to a different person and they'll work with you. And that happens when somebody, you try to make an appointment and you can't get a call back to somebody else. If you're at a store and somebody says, nope, you can't have the discount. Because if you have the time and if you want to make it what you want to make happen, ask a different person, get a different answer. Next on Lisa's life lesson list is love your family and friends like there is no tomorrow, because life can change in an instant. Live it. And I know, I try not to take any moment for granted. And I try to be as happy and loving and supportive and caring as I can. People have their moods, and sometimes they make it challenging, but deep down inside, what I'm all about is loving them and friends like there's no tomorrow, because one day they won't be. Does anyone think about that? Do you think about that? I know I do, because I've lost a sister and way too young of an age, and I had a husband who went through a serious health challenge, and a son who went through a serious health challenge. Both my parents are gone, and, you know, we're all just walking the planet, and we're all going to end up in the same spot, so I don't want to take any moment for granted, so I want to give as much love as I can. Next on my list is life is a series of choices and circumstances. Stop and savor the good moments and weather the bad moments, and tomorrow will be a new day with new opportunities and moments to remember. I love that, waking up, it's a new day, and healing takes place. You have to heal physically or emotionally. You always feel better in the morning. Some people say, oh, it'll be better in the morning. And a lot of times it is. When you wake up and it's a new day, and there's healing going on inside and outside. So just keep in mind, it's about circumstances, and things happen, and choices you make. Be very aware of the choices you make, because they will have consequences. Next is, it's easy to focus on what's wrong. It may take more effort to find something positive, but it is so worth it. It is easy, and I'm trying to be more positive. Remember, positivity is powerful. And I'm trying to be more positive. It's a mindfulness. It's like a train on the track of positivity. And you've got to keep moving forward, and you've got to make conscious choices, and you have to be aware of the moment that you're in. And you have to be aware when you open your mouth, what you're saying, and what the impact is. Is it as loving and positive as it should be? Are you going to help someone or hurt someone by what you're going to say next? because you have a choice about what to say. You have a choice about what you think. Next on my list is good health is one of the greatest gifts of all. It really is. It just is. If you are waking up, I would say, if you're waking up and something's not, say it with me, growing where it shouldn't be or falling off, that's a good day. So many people have so many challenges. And I know some people who are having cancer and have broken bones and healing from surgery. And man, I'm seeing this is, it's cold, super cold. That would make me feel that great. But hey, you know what? I'm not in surgery. I'm in sort of treatment. So I'm in good, good health. It's the greatest gift of all. Getting down to the end, your life should be about love. What can we do for others? And that's actually it. Love others and do as much for them as you can. And then, of course, love yourself. That is the lack of my list of reasons to like you. Which could be expanding. I could be adding to that. And if you'd like a copy, I'd be happy to send you one at lisalovemary@gmail.com. I also have working on some Lisa's Love Notes. Have you heard any of them yet? They're like mini meditations guided by me. And just take a moment to relax and listen. And I'm going to play for you today one of my Love Yourself. This is something that is so important. So let me click the button on you. Love yourself, but don't get mad and things don't. They wake up in the morning and the instant inner dialogue starts and it's frantic and it's not happy and it's negative and you start thinking, I'm going to stop and we go, what would be happy? So what do you do first thing in the morning? Well, like we started off the show, have gratitude. Your granola for your brain. Gratitude is granola for your brain. And that is a great way to start the day. So just sit there and think about what you're grateful for and what you're happy for, and what you're appreciation for, and it will actually change your brain. So have a sense of overall gladness. Start the day with love, happiness, and joy. Positive thoughts. Happy people start. start their day anew each and every day. Let go. It's a brand new day. I was talking about that earlier. Let go of the drama and the trauma. Your new day. Your healing. Your purpose. And you're resilient. And you can wake up and realize it's a new day with new possibilities. Another thing happens people do when they wake up. They take part in prayer, affirmation, or meditation. I've talked to you about meditation a lot. Meditation helps keep your mind focused. It calms your nerves. It supports inner peace. So just, you know, wake up in the morning. And it's not that difficult to do. I'm still working on getting my meditation guru, David G., on this show. I'm putting it out there. The universe will hear me, and he can teach you how to meditate. It's not a big deal. And he's a great guy, and he's a great communicator. And you need to hear from David G. Come to us on today's inspiration and teach us how to meditate. Because it's not easy, but it shouldn't be that difficult. It's just a matter of calming your mind and breathing deep and letting go and just replacing with a mantra, and so that cancels out all the other thoughts and just kind of clears your palate. Happy people wake up and they read. Some people read the Bible. Other people read inspiring stories. Some people read self-improvement literature. Some people listen to Lisa's love notes. I find them very refreshing and relaxing. And it just puts your mind in a good place. You can get a hold of that subconscious and get it in a good spot so you can live a healthy, happy day. Happy people wake up. They keep things simple and they don't rush out. I have found that, you know, I used to work so early in the morning, like 3 or 4 in the morning, because I did morning drive radio at the Detroit market. I still do, but my schedule varies, and it's exhausting. But I have found the more you plan ahead, the more you plot things out, the easier it becomes. And I never was a real planner, and I can't really claim organization is one of my gifts, but you can put some time and effort into it, and it really does improve. It really makes it's better. So like the night before, pick out your outfit, pack your kids' lunches, get gas in the car so you're not rushing at the last minute. It's take a breath, calm down, and be a little organized so you're not rushing around in the morning. That will help you be happier. And of course, what ends up coming up, this is the message from the universe to me, they exercise. Exercise boosts level of health and learning brain chemicals, and it can help relieve stress, and if you do it in the morning, it gets the blood flowing, gives you more energy. I know people who get up like at 4 or 5 a.m. so they can work out, and I kneel down to them, and I say, you are wonderful. You are inspiring, because we every week hear how exercise is the solution to everything but world peace, and I'm wondering if somebody's working on that. That would be good. And they get some fresh air. Morning walks are beneficial for everybody. Even if it's walking your dog, take the dog out for the morning, breathing the air, and when happy people walk their dog outside, they breathe in the crisp morning air, and that just gives you a sense of vitality. You want to go out and conquer the day. And finally, they see the beauty of their surroundings and practice being present in the moment. That's what happy people do when they wake up in the morning. And I jump to the window and I see, what sunrise are we having today? And what's the weather like? And I try to appreciate it no matter what it is. I told you, it's super cold here right now, at least I'm not Buffalo, New York, where they're getting many feet of snow. It's a challenge. But just wake up and look at the sunrise and look good at each day. So you'll have a happy day that will carry you through the day. As I said at the start of the show, I saw how all this is revealed to me and how I'm learning and growing. And I just decided a couple of weeks ago, I don't want to be on the ground anymore. I want to be up. And I now realize I'm raising my consciousness. I'm having a shift in consciousness, moving to a higher space, and I want to take you with me. And if that sounds weird, it really isn't. Let me try to explain it to you. The great religions of the world arose because of this innate human desire to rise above the temporary, messy, chaotic, everyday existence. I don't want to be a part of that. As I say, I want to rise above the daily drama. And deep down, we know we're more than that. So raising your consciousness is an awakening, that there is more to life than just my own needs and my own gratification. And an awakening that we are all connected and that we are all energy. And I, Lisa Berry, want to shine brightly in the darkness. And I want to bring love and laughter. And I want to bring caring and compassion to other people's lives. That's what I'm here for. That's why I do this show. And hopefully that's why you're listening. Because we each create our own reality. Really, what you think about, what you focus on, is what you are. I just think you have a choice. Are four very powerful words that you can kind of really think about. You have a choice. You have a choice what to think. You have a choice what to say. You really have a choice how to feel. I mean, even if, God forbid, you're facing some serious challenges, and I believe me, I have, you still have a choice to let them engulf your heart and your spirit, or to just rise above and hope for the best. I'm all about both. And like I told you, that story about the plane and not wanting to go there, and I had a choice on whether I could dwell on that, fret on that, get myself all worked up, or I could say, you know what, I'm going to join this moment to moment. When that moment comes, I'm going to deal with it the best that I can. You have a choice. Four very powerful words. We are what we think about and what we focus on. So think about love, and think about laughter, and think about compassion, and think about what you can do for other people. Because it really boils down to that. So it's a consciousness awareness. It's a rising up above the daily drama. And realizing that every moment matters, and that you have a choice on how to handle all those things. And it may not seem like it. And it may, I'm trying to think of a way to describe it. I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be average. And I don't want to offend anybody by saying that. Life is such a gift. Every moment can be special, and we all have our gifts. I really feel that. And if you agree or disagree with me, email me, because I'm open to debate. And maybe you think I'm crazy, and I'm okay. It's lisalovemary, Barry, @gmail.com. I love a healthy dialogue. As long as we're respectful, I hear from people, Barb in France, thank you so much for listening. I hear from people all over the world, and I will help you the best that I can. But mostly, I just want to share what I'm thinking, my perspective, what I've been through, and hopefully open up your mind and encourage you to not be normal or average either. We're not put on this planet to be normal or average. We're not put on this planet to be mad or sad or unhealthy or to hurt other people. It just astounds me sometimes to look at the news and see stuff that is going on in the world. And where are people's priorities? Again, I'm not judging. I'm not judging and loving. I don't want to judge, but when there's murders and crimes, that makes me sad. And I think, what went wrong? And when I ride the subway of New York and I see, I don't even want to tell you what I saw. It just breaks my heart. And I think, when did that person get off the track? What happened? Were they not loved? Were they, you know, a lot of times people talk about, oh, meditation and sex, the unconditional love you received as a child. I don't, as far as that, I didn't think I found it. So I have unconditional love for you. A person suffering in the subway station, and I just wish I had $1 million and I could go down there and give them a pillow and a hug and sit them straight. Think about it. What point does your life go off the rails? At what point does that happen to you? Is it luck? Are you trying? Is it effort? I always tell my kids, effort is everything. The more effort you put into something, the more results you're going to get. The more good energy you put out there. I'm still working on the law of attraction, but I've been doing these meditations. Chopra and Oprah have been doing a 21-day series coming to the end. It's all about attracting what you want in your life. And I'm telling you, amazing things have been happening to me. And it's not hocus pocus, and it's not magic. I sat on an airplane and a blanket fell at my feet. Remember, this was the flight I had been trying not to dread for 2 weeks. And it ended up being a better flight at a better airport and a better seat. And a blanket fell onto my feet as it was taking off into the air. And I thought, okay, this is all working out. This is all working out. Don't worry about it. Don't fret about it. Obviously, I still had to go, and so I could cancel it. But I did it, and it all worked out for my greater good. So I'm trying to put out this positive energy and attract back. One of the most eye-opening thoughts I ever first heard when I started on this journey to higher consciousness, what I'm calling it now, is about you attract who you are. Have you ever thought about that? You attract who you are. It can probably mean that people are going to, that's what you're going to attract. If you're loving and you want to laugh and you want to hug people and make their life better, hopefully that's what you attract. And I'm telling you, lately, the last few weeks have been off the charts. So I'm hoping that's what it is. And always remember, I'm here for you with love and laughter. And you can email me, lisalovemary, @gmail.com. I speak at functions, I speak at businesses, because you own a business, happy is healthy, and you want your people to be emotionally well-balanced so they can go out and be better workers and improve your company and improve their own lives. And I just really thank you so much for listening to today's inspiration. And check out other shows right here at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. That show is pretty powerful. And if you have any questions or you want to connect with me, you can email me at lovemarymary@gmail.com. I am very grateful that you've taken the time to listen. Hopefully, I've brightened your day, opened up your mind a little bit, and I look forward to it.